apparently no gain on the play.
Going to try this again. Same formation, TE formation. Kane is under center. Three men in the backfield trying to milk that clock as much as it's worth. It's a keeper. Actually, they're going to hand it off to the third man, and they're trying to get down close to the end zone line. No dice, and they're going to say he is short. Looked like that was, in fact, number 30, Max Slater, carrying the ball for the Patriots. No gain, maybe a half a yard. Third down and goal to go from less than the 1 yard line.
Surprise. Macklin Gettle, usually the short yardage back, hasn't touched the ball in the first two runs. Obviously, Coach Lang's trying to throw off Bearcat defense here, but would be very surprised if Macklin Gettle doesn't get the carry right here.
Same formation. And it's going to be a keeper going for the pass. Wide open in the back of the end zone is a Patriot, and it is a touchdown, USA. Tanner Foley broke free of coverage. Ryan Kane kept it for himself, rolled around the right end, and threw it down for the pass. The touchdown for USA, the first of the season. It is 6-0 USA.
An excellent play call. He read my mind, but he actually wanted Ubley to read my mind. Play action. He puts the ball in the arms of 45, Macklin Gettle. He pulls it out, rolls to his right a couple steps, looks over the end, and there is nobody near Tanner Foley, who slipped through the line and busted to the outside. Nobody near him. Easy pitch and catch. And USA now lining up to go for the two-point conversion.
Going for the two-point conversion. T formation for Kane and the Patriots. It's a handoff to number 45, Macklin Gettle, and he is stopped short of the end zone. A two-point conversion is no good. So the score remains USA 6, Ubley nothing, with 8:47 left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Once in a while, good fortune is on your side. You need a new pickup, and because they recently bought two additional truckloads of Ford F-150s, More Motor Sales of Carroll now has the largest selection of F-150s in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. They're offering the best rebates and incentives in the history of the F-150, up to $15,000 off MSRP, and that's the best ever. Hurry to More Motor Sales of Carroll for the best selection, the best discounts, and the best deals, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, USA scores 6-0. They go for two. They fail on that. They go for the onside kick returning. After that, and it did not go, it went about 9 yards before a USA player touched it. Almost perfect execution, and now they're trying to sort this one out.
Yeah, they still are trying to sort it out. The kick, though, was very accurate. It was a little bit slow getting to that 10th yard. USA ends up touching it just a hair early, but I will tell you this, they did catch Ubley's front line on their heels. I expect them to be prepared for that the next time a kickoff comes around.
And we have a timeout called by Ubley, so we'll stick with you here for just a hot second. 8:47 left in the first quarter. USA 6, Ubley nothing. Ubley had the first possession on offense, but their first play from the line of scrimmage resulted in a fumble and set up that 45-yard drive for USA.
That's professionally correct, Clark, but let's uncover that a little bit. The first play was an absolute disaster for the Ubley Bearcats. There were two or three, maybe all three running backs were out of position. They were running into each other, and when you have a new quarterback in Matt Mychek, and he turns around and sees no one behind him and two bodies running into each other, that ball hits the ground, takes one bad bounce towards USA, and they recover. And just like that, the experience with a new quarterback is a disaster to start this game. However, it's only a 6-0 game. It's the first quarter. There is a lot of opportunity ahead. But Coach Kaufman, an experienced coach, he's been doing this for years. He calls timeout. talks to his special teams, hey, you got to be ready for that onside kick, and now he's going to try to get his offense back together here so they're on the same page.
Starting from the 50-yard line, first and 10, left, right across your radio, a successful handoff right up the middle. Looks like, too, I do believe Nathan Keller is on the bound of that pile, still trying to, yes, indeed, number 37, Nathan Keller, your running back, out for about 4 yards, brought down by number 54, Cooper Coughle, the linebacker, 5'10", 205 junior for the Patriots. Ugly wasting no time coming up to the line of scrimmage, left right across the radio at the USA 46-yard line, second and six now, 8:15 left in the first, trailing USA 6-0. It's a handoff around the right side to number 20, Derek Brown. He fights his way for a yard and then maybe gets one as a bonus. Across the 45-yard line out to the 44-yard line for a 2-yard gain. Sets up third and four.
Two very basic, very standard Ubley Bearcat running plays out of the wing tee. The first carry was one right up the middle to the middle guy in the wing tee. The second one was the one on the far left side. He come across behind the quarterback, so all he had to do is turn around and put it in his arms. That's Derek Brown, and that won't be the last time Derek Brown touches the football. But now third and four of the Bearcats, the way they play, they're looking to get at least 3 or 4 yards here and get close to the marker.
Hand off to his third option around the right side. That is to Derek Brown, I do believe, and gets out for 3 yards, short of the first down marker by 1 yard, brought down once again by Cooper Coughle. And this will now set up a fourth down, 1 yard to go for the Ubley Bearcats at the USA 41.
Exactly what the doctor ordered. This is how the Ubley Bearcats make a living. They get 3 yards every carry. They put themselves in short yardage situations. No doubt in my mind they're going to go forward here. The only question is which running back now in this young offense touches the football. Be shocked if it's not Derek Brown, but we have seen Nathan Keller get the ball in these situations and get them that 1 yard.
7 minutes remain in the first quarter, 6-0 USA. Ubley facing a fourth and one from the USA 41. It's a handoff right up the middle, and he might be shy. We'll see where the placement of the football is. Number 37, Nathan Keller, your ball carrier, looked like he had forward momentum across the 40-yard line, was bounced back, and it appears they are going to give it to him. First down, move the chains for the Ubley Bearcats by about 4 inches.
I definitely think Ubley got the first down there. That was a hardy spot, though. There was no question about it where they set that football down. But keep in mind there, 47 from the Bearcats just left the football field. That is Dominic Rosenthal, a senior. He is a big body, plays a lot of defensive line as well. They put him in as the lead fullback blocker to clear that hole. It was just enough to get the first down.
Cooper Coughle on his third tackle of the night, the middle linebacker for USA. It's a handoff through the B gap to number 22, Jonathan Brandle, across the 40-yard line out to the 38-yard line, brought down by Tanner Foley from the secondary. Now second and eight for the Ubley Bearcats as the clock continues to wind down. We're at the halfway mark of the first quarter. USA with the only score, 6-0. But USA methodically starting at the 50-yard line, now down to the USA 38.
So you're seeing Jonathan Brandle on the right side, Keller in the middle, and then Derek Brown on the left-hand side behind Matt Mychek. And so far you've seen runs that with inside the tackles. It's only a matter of time before they draw USA in a little bit more, and you see a guy like Matt Mychek keeping himself and try to get to the outside.
Favoring the right side of the hash, and we have a fumble at the 35-yard line, and they're going to say he was actually down before that occurred. And on the number 52 on the tackle for USA, we're not exactly sure on that number, and not exactly even sure on the ball carrier for that one.
Derek Brown, the ball carrier on that play, he come from that left side, Clark, just a quick dive right through the middle, trying to catch USA on their heels. Gets a little short gain on the play.
We'll find out for you who that number 52 is out there for USA. He's working off the front line of the defensive attack for the Patriots. Third and five to go for the Bearcats from the USA 35-yard line. 5 minutes remain in the first quarter. Handoff to the right option to number 22, Jonathan Brandle, breaking free, dragging his defender from the 20-yard line all the way inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. Hunter Bone went for a free ride for about 5 yards there, and move the chains big time for Ubley into the USA red zone.
That's just what the doctor ordered for the Ubley Bearcat offense. Jonathan Brandel takes the handoff, a quick one at that, dives through the line, a big gap on the right-hand side. Finally, the Ubley Bearcat offensive line gets a little breathing room, and somebody gets a body on Cooper Caulfield. That opens up a huge hole, and Jonathan Brandel does the rest. First and goal, or excuse me, first down inside the red